We are a pilgrim people. And as pilgrim people, it means that we're always on a journey. Each day is a journey. So you can think of the day consisting of 24 hours. And we begin each day, and we're hoping that we'll get to the end of the day. And then we sort of start all over again. So a day is a journey. A week is a journey. So we start on Sunday, and we're hoping that we'll make it to the end of the week. There are persons who have a 5-day work week, and when they get to Friday, they all say TGIF, because they were able to make it to the Friday. So we are on a journey. There are some persons who believe that we are on a journey to Tuesday, November 5th, because they see that as a journey. And then there are others who wonder what the journey will be like for the next 4 years after that. But there's a little bit more of the journey that we need to understand. Because that journey St. Paul spoke about when he said to us, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for that day." So the day of redemption, that really is where we're going. That's where we want to end up, the day of redemption. And in order for us to make it to that place, we have to make sure that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And there are people who are living in that constant state of grieving the Holy Spirit. And how do they grieve the Holy Spirit? St. Paul tells us, doesn't he? He tells us in that same reading when he says to us that there are certain things that need to be taken from us. He says, all bitterness, fury, anger, shouting and reviling must be removed from you along with all malice. Because when we go on a journey, we encounter certain things. And these are the things that we have been encountering for a long time. And unless we have been burying our heads in the sand, we would have noticed it. I have noticed it. And even within the church, I dare say, we have all of that happening. So we're living in a situation where we are grieving the Holy Spirit. And if we continue to grieve the Holy Spirit, we will never be able to complete that journey. At least we'll complete it, but we're not going to go to the place that has been prepared for us. So we saw the prophet Elijah. The prophet Elijah was on a journey. And because Elijah looked at all the things that were happening around him, because he too encountered the bitterness, the fury, the anger, the shouting, and the reviling, because all of that was present in his society. And so he sat down under the broom tree and he said, "I wish I were dead. I wish I didn't have to deal with all of this." And it is that kind of desperation with which people are encountering each day. And so they find themselves in it and they think, enough is enough. I want to get away from this. But what did God do? God provided Elijah with food for the journey. He provided him with food for the journey. And he was told, get up and eat, or else the journey will be too long for you. And that is the message that has been given to each one of us. We have to get up and eat, if not, the journey will be too long for us. And what is it that we are supposed to eat? Jesus says, I am the bread come down from heaven, and anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. So my sisters and brothers, it is for this reason why the church recommends that people go to Mass at least on a Sunday, so they can be given enough food for the journey to go through that week. There are other persons who like to make sure that they go to Mass daily. And I have said to people over and over and over again that I don't know how I could survive without being at Mass each day. Because I need the strength for the journey. And I believe that because I need it, I know that you need that strength as well. We need that food, the one food that comes down from heaven, which is Jesus himself. Because without that food, we'll continue living in a life of malice, of reviling, of shouting, of the anger that we'll have with each other. Because, you know, these are the things that should be removed from us who are members of the church. We cannot be caught up in that kind of lifestyle. We have to be the leaven in our society. We have to be the ones who transform the society. Because if we're just like everybody else, what's the point? What's the point? And so Elijah got up. He got up and he had the food that was provided. We're told that he traveled for 40 days. And 40 days means that he went for a long time. He had enough juice to go on. And so he could travel to the mountain of God. And so we who feed on that bread which comes down from heaven, we will be able to make that journey and we'll get to the mountain of God, which is the day of redemption. That's where we're going. This is our food. And God himself provides us with that food. So how can we really come together Sunday after Sunday, and you'll hear me say this over and over and over again, how can we come together, partake of this meal, and then when we go through the door, we're just the same as we came in? There has to be some transformation in our lives. We can't be the same. So think of all the people that you have been quarreling with. Think of your spouse that you sometimes are so angry with your spouse and you're always quarreling. What kind of example is that being set for your children? So when parents come and they say, oh, my children don't go to church anymore. One of the questions that I always ask is, and what is the relationship between you and your spouse? And if they have been arguing, that's the example that they set. And so the children will think, what's the point of going to church if there is no unity in my household? And so, to put in something else, it would be better for you if a millstone were put around your neck and you are cast in the midst of the ocean than for you to let one of these little ones go astray. We have a serious responsibility. And so I think about my own responsibility. I am responsible for the people that God has put before me. I am responsible for them. And I try to tell people that. And so it's not only that I have to preach the word, but I have to live by the example that people will say, at least he means what he is doing. So the Eucharist has to be celebrated with great dignity and honor, because it is Jesus that we are welcoming there. The Eucharist has to be received with great humility. As we stand before God and we ask him to give us this bread that comes from heaven. And then when all of this happens, this is where we will start changing. And St. Paul says, we'll then be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving, as God himself has forgiven us in Christ. Then he exhorts us to be imitators of God as beloved children and to live in love as Christ loved us. That's how we'll have to live. And if we are not feeding on the food, we'll not be able to live that way. And without this food, I dare say that we're not going to make it. But with this food, we can continue our journey, because we will get to that mountain of God. Do you want to get to the mountain of God? And if you want to get there, then ask Jesus, as he gives you this food, to transform your life. Because what does he give us? He gives us himself, body and blood, soul and divinity, so that we may make the journey.